Iowa everywhere.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All Access. An inside look at what it takes to operate Iowa's largest entertainment and convention facilities. This is Iowa Events Center All Access.
From Iowa Everywhere. Iowa Everywhere.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of All Access here on the Iowa Everywhere Podcast Network. We're presented, as always, by the Iowa Event Center. We're here in the Channel Seed Studios, and we have an awesome All Access artist interview coming up. But first, we want to remind you of some of the great shows coming to Wells Fargo Arena this month. Lil Wayne gets things started with special guest Corday Thursday, April 11th. And then multi-platinum chart-topping band AJR brings their Maybe the Man tour. That's Tuesday, April 16th. And then a couple days later, Kane Brown, the special guest Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee are going to be bringing their show Thursday, April 18th. HyVTix.com for that one as well. And then, of course, Zach Bryan with special guest The Middle East and Levi Turner with two great shows coming to Wells Fargo Arena Thursday, April 25th. Still plenty of tickets available for that at HyVTix.com. And then Friday, April 26th, there's still some limited availability for that show, but make sure you get in if you want to experience Zach Bryan, one of the hottest artists around right now. Plus, just announced last week, Heart with special guest Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. That's coming up on November 19th, but those tickets did just go on sale. They've added Des Moines to their Royal Flush Tour in 2024. Again, you can find all these tickets for these great shows at HyVTix.com. And Spring Revelry takes center stage of Indianola's Memorial Balloon Field Saturday, May 4th, featuring eight musical acts, including the Turnpike Troubadours, Ryan Bingham, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets are available at SpringRevelry.com. And joining us today on All Access is the lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter for Trampled by Turtles, Dave Simonette. Dave, thanks for giving us some time today.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. So you guys are from Duluth, Minnesota, just north of us here in Iowa. The band, you guys have put out, what, 10 studio albums now? I don't know. Maybe there's a few more since I kept track. But
we'll round it to 10. I don't really remember.
Yeah, 9, 10, we'll count it there.
A few, you know.
Yeah, but I was reading that you guys have been around at this 20 years now that you guys have been a band?
Yeah, pushing 21, April 4th. Okay. 2003 was our first performance, so that's kind of how we mark our form. Even though we were playing a little music before then, but you know, it all became official almost 21 years ago now.
Wow, that's a huge accomplishment for a band to stay together that long. But have you guys been able to kind of keep the core band together that whole time?
Well, we haven't had anybody leave so far. We've added our we started with four people. And we're up to six now, but those same four are still in the band, yeah.
Whiskey, won't you come and take my truck? Cause I can't seem to do it on my own.
So tell people about Trampled by Turtles, what your sound is, the different type of instruments that you guys play. What can people expect when they come see you at Spring Revelry?
Yeah, we our lineup consists of bass, guitar, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, and cello. And as far as what it sounds like, that's kind of up to you guys to talk about that. I don't know. To me, I've never seen us play before, you know. But it you know, I think your listeners can probably imagine if you smash those things together, some kind of, somewhat accurate of a picture of what's going to come out of it.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy about playing outdoor concerts, outdoor festivals? I'm sure you, like I said, you guys have kind of toured the world. You guys have played so many different places. What do you enjoy about playing like outdoors as compared to maybe a theater setting or a stadium?
Well, I will say that this kind of event, especially like the festival thing, the positive side of that for me is usually given the, we'll just say the weather's nice, we won't worry about that. But given that's the case, then it's a really great way to interact and meet up with a lot of like friends. A lot of the time, the only time we see our tour friends, we call them, the other bands that we run into here and there, is at a festival. And that's probably my favorite part of that, is looking at the lineup, seeing who's there that we've met before or that we're excited to see play. You know, it's kind of one of the only times I get to see bands play as well. So it's playing a festival, but it's also kind of going to a festival for us, you know, in addition to just the work involved.
Well, we were talking before we went on here that I have lived in Duluth, Minnesota, where you guys are from. So I know you guys are such a big deal there. I actually seen you guys play at the Bayfront Festival Park there, right on Lake Superior, which is a very unique setting. This is a cool experience. And at Spring Revelry, you guys will be at the Balloon Classic Field, which is a really beautiful part of the state as well, kind of rolling hills through there. So hopefully people can come and check you guys out at a pretty unique setting. I don't know if you're familiar with the band Slipknot, but they used to have a music festival out there called Knotfest too. So
are they from Iowa?
They are from Iowa. Yeah. Oh, Des Moines. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the more I learn about Iowa, man, the more I feel like it's this kind of secret little world that the outsiders don't really know about too much.
So how did Trampled by Turtles get their start? How'd you guys become a band?
We started as a side project. Most of us were playing in kind of rock bands when we were in our early 20s in Duluth. And this band started as kind of just a way for a few people that we kind of knew each other to try something different, to grab acoustic instruments and try. At first it was just kind of learning old like folk and bluegrass songs. And then the kind of shortly thereafter, the challenge became to try to write our own music with these instruments. But it started as something we wanted to do just once in a while when our other bands weren't busy. Then eventually all those other bands kind of broke up one after another, and we were left with ourselves and decided to stay with it.
There really is some incredible music up in Minnesota. And I know you guys have played, you know, some historic venues around the Twin Cities, First Avenue. I think I was watching you guys play a concert there on YouTube, actually, some clips there. That's pretty cool. And you guys got a star at First Avenue, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. One of the highlights of my musical life. One of the highlights of my life in general.
That's awesome.
I mean, growing up here, it's kind of as cool as it gets. And from my like teenage mind, that would have been almost unimaginable. And we played, I don't remember even what year that was, maybe 2010 or 12.
Okay.
And they surprised us with it. We were sound checking, and the stage manager came and grabbed us and brought us outside, and they unveiled the star for us. And it was, you know, really, I honestly at that time felt like I could have retired.
Some of the best shows I've ever seen have been there. It's just such an intimate setting and beautiful. And obviously you guys being up from Duluth, you know, the Bob Dylan influence up there from being from Hibbing, Minnesota. Did he, you know, did his music kind of inspire you at all growing up, being that from that part of the country?
Almost to a fault, really.
Yeah.
I love Bob Dylan, and his songwriting is one of the reasons why I wanted to start writing songs myself, that's for sure.
Cool. So you guys are going to be playing Spring Revelry again coming up May 4th. First time actually having this festival, and first time obviously for you guys. You mentioned having that camaraderie with other bands that come through. Have you played with any of these other bands that are going to be there? The Turnpike Troubadours are going to be there. Have you
the
played
only
with them before? Or?
On the lineup with which you played is Turnpike. We just opened for them for a couple of shows, and we're actually playing with them a few times, kind of a handful of sporadic shows this year. So we've gotten to know them a little bit, and man, I love that band. They're great. And their show right now, you know, they put a new record out, I think at the end of last year. And their show now is really awesome. So I'm excited. That's like one, when I was talking about before, that's a band that I'm when I see that on the lineup, I'm just excited to be able to get a free ticket, you know, to the show.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. How did the name Trampled by Turtles come about?
Well, do you want the real answer or the exciting answer?
You choose.
Yeah, well, I mean, I say that because I think we've tried to come up with cooler stories.
It's been 21 years. Maybe it's not as fresh in your mind. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Now we're just saddled with it for life. It doesn't matter. But it really came about because, honestly, as we had it, there's this festival in Duluth, the Homegrown Music Festival.
Yes, I know it well.
You've probably been there.
Yes.
Walked around downtown Duluth or whatever. And it's, for those of you that don't know, it's right around nowadays, probably 120 local bands that play for like 10 days throughout the whole city of Duluth. Kind of everywhere becomes a venue. It's a little mini.
Yeah, little pop-ups, different bars. And
yeah, really fun. But when we were just starting out, like I said, our first show was in April, whatever, of 2003. This thing happens in May. We got asked to play and we didn't have a name. And so we started just throwing phrases out. We just need, you know, like I said before, this was just a part-time gig. We just needed something that they could put in the little booklet or whatever. And it was our mandolin player suggested Trampled by Turtles. And it was the first one that the rest of us didn't flat out hate. And so that was it. none of us had any idea of how long that would haunt us, but still, you know, it just became unchangeable at some point.
Kind of an ironic name, I guess.
Yeah.
No, is it even possible? Maybe if you're a small animal, I don't know.
There's been a lot of thought put into that, but I'm not sure.
That's awesome. Well, it's an unforgettable name, that's for sure. So you are also a dad, and a touring musician. How do you kind of balance that? You know, I have two kids. You maybe hear them running around upstairs. But how do you balance that act of being a dad and a musician?
As best I can. I'll say it's been a learning process, which thankfully my kids have been very patient with over you know, the span of their lives. But now, you know, I'm not the only one in the band with kids. So now we kind of deal with it now as we just don't tour as much as we used to. You know, we play a little bit more focused instead of just being on the road, pretty much living, you know, years ago, it was just living in a van really for weeks at a time. And then I kind of think of it, and my kids and I talk about it this way, where when I'm home, I just get to be home. You know what I mean? Like, we did the math once about if I toured this many days in a month, or if I was working 9 to 5, how many hours would we have together? And it didn't work out. It wasn't really that different. So
yeah,
we kind of take our time in chunks and really try to value that. But like I said, we also don't tour as much as we used to now. So I do really feel like I've found a good balance of that. And now they're old enough where they come along.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime, they'll come to a bunch of shows, and they really get into that. They love to travel, and you know, it's cool because they're not old jaded musicians like us. Like, they think it's cool to have a backstage pass, and like my son Jack likes to work on the crew and help set up the show and stuff like that. So that they've just grown up with it. It's just kind of normal life for them, you know.
The little stage hands, huh?
yeah. The balance is key, though. Like you said, man, it's we all have to do that with work and family, right? And try to figure out at a certain point, it's diminishing returns. You know, you might make more money, but you're losing time. And that's in the end, that's kind of the most valuable thing we get.
That's cool that you guys have kind of, as you guys have gotten older with your band, you've kind of grown with the band as well. And that's cool that you guys have all stuck together. And here you are 20 plus years later. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I've really spent more time with the other guys in this band than anybody my whole life, really.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm going to hit you with some like quick questions, and you just kind of fire back at me, all right? I got some fun ones here, some music-related ones, some like food-related ones, but right. I'm just going to shoot them at you, all right? How many instruments do you play?
Well, I'll round it to 2.
Okay. How many do you play in the band?
In the band, I just play one.
Guitar. Awesome. Favorite instrument to play? If you had to pick, like, any
guitar.
Guitar. Yeah. Favorite part about Minnesota?
Oh man, lakes. I'll say that. Fresh water.
The lakes. Okay. Best food that you've eaten? We'll say in Minnesota, and maybe as you've been touring.
Best food I've eaten in Minnesota comes from my wife Chloe, hands down. On tour, man, that's a tough one. I don't know, but I will say, if we're doing like a psychological evaluation, like first thing that comes to mind, catching salmon in Alaska and bringing that right to my friend's house and cooking that was a tour meal, and that's probably my favorite one that I can remember.
Hey, you're a lucky man if your favorite food is from your wife. That's awesome.
Yeah, I tell her that every day.
You maybe answered this already. Favorite venue to play?
Favorite venue to play is Duluth Bayfront Festival Park, where you said you'd seen us before. When I was younger, I used to see shows there, and I still think it's one of my favorite shows of our summer. We play there most summers. And it's just like a hometown, you know, and it has got the lake behind us, and it's a very beautiful place.
If anyone's never been to Duluth, it's a total hidden gem of the Midwest, of the northern part of the country. Got to get out there and check it out, especially in the summer. Beautiful weather, and usually it seems like every weekend there's something going on, and quite a few music festivals going on at that place. How about favorite indoor venue? If you had to pick one that wasn't a festival setting.
Favorite indoor venue, I'm going to say First Avenue. The family. Nice.
Who's an artist or band that people should know about?
That's a good question. How about Deer Tick? I know a lot of people probably know about that band, but they're not really in the massive popular eye, I would say. One of my favorite bands is a band we toured with a lot. Some of our best friends on the road, Deer Tick from Rhode Island.
Okay, I'm gonna throw a kind of a topical one at you. Okay. Have you heard the new Beyonce country album?
I have not. I haven't heard it yet. I will listen to it, but I have not heard it yet.
I started listening to a couple songs, and it's not bad. It's not bad.
A lot of people making country records right now. I'll say that.
I was joking with my wife that Taylor Swift left the country scene and somebody had to fill the void.
I saw Lana Del Rey is making a country record too right now. That's that's great. Everybody should do whatever the hell they want. That's my philosophy.
Okay, so you want to hear something crazy I also heard recently, is that recently vinyl records outsold CDs this past year. Did you know that?
I saw that, yeah. Yep.
Do you guys put your music on vinyl?
We do, yeah. And that's most of the conversations I hear now are when do we stop putting it out on CD at all? Which we still sell a few of those, so I don't know. But we do, people like vinyl. I like vinyl. I got a little bit of a collection at home too. There's something, I think it's romantic, you know, to put a physical thing of music on the turntable and listen to it, have to flip it over. For us that didn't grow up with it, like I just missed that when I was a kid. I don't know, but it's back, it seems like.
And last question, who's your musical hero?
My musical hero. That's a hard question. I don't know.
Maybe don't who inspired that. You? Maybe you answered that with Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but I mean, that's definitely up there for sure. Yeah, I'd say we'll go with Bob Dylan. I don't think I could do any better than that.
Dave Simonette from Trampled by Turtles. May 4th, they're going to be playing at Spring Revelry in Indianola, a new music festival coming to Central Iowa. Again, tickets are available at springrevelry.com. Dave, appreciate you giving us some time here on All Access. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And also, we want to remind people we have a contest going on right now where you can win a pair of passes to the festival. Enter now at iowaeverywhere.com. And we also have a grand prize winner we're going to be giving away, a pair of VIP tickets to that. So make sure you get in on that contest. For Dave Simonette, my name is Matt Van Winkle. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of All Access here on the Iowa Everywhere Podcast Network, presented by the Iowa Event Center.
Iowa Everywhere.